Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
To talk about the Redskins game against the Eagles this weekend. It's all straight ahead right here after the news, 6 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It has all come to an end for this season for the Washington Nationals. The Los Angeles Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series.
Justin Turner's two-run triple capped a four-run seventh inning, and the Dodgers held on for a 4-3 win over the Nationals in the deciding Game 5 of their NL Division Series in D.C. L.A. won the final two games to take the best-of-five matchup 3-2. The Dodgers will face the Cubs in the NLCS beginning Saturday in Chicago. Bill Michaels, Washington.
As Donald Trump continues to deny allegations by several women that he made unwanted sexual advances, he is also maintaining his attacks on Hillary Clinton. At a rally in Cincinnati, Trump said documents released by WikiLeaks make it more clear than ever how much is at stake on Election Day.
The corruption of the Clintons knows no limits, and we've known that for a long time. Today, WikiLeaks release new emails from early 2015 from Clinton campaign staffers discussing how friendly Hillary was with Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Oh, I'm shocked to hear that.
Meanwhile, President Obama rallies today for Hillary Clinton in Cleveland. Ohio's among a handful of toss-up states that could swing to either Clinton or Trump on Election Day. A Republican Northern Virginia state delegate is calling for the removal of the state's chief elections official. Delegate Tim Hugo says Virginia Department of Elections Commissioner Edgardo Cortez isn't up to the job. Hugo accuses Cortez's office of letting down local elections officials around the state who have been asking for help. Cortez defends his department's work in the face of what he says is a too small budget, and he blames outside contractors for some IT issues his office has had. Prince George's County residents will get a chance today to hear more about traffic plans for the opening of the new MGM Casino at National Harbor.
The MGM Casino won't open at the National Harbor until December 8th, but plans are already underway to make getting there a smoothest trip as possible. This morning, residents will get to ask their questions to police and county officials about how it'll all work. Earlier this week, County Executive Sharon Baker acknowledged that there will likely be issues.
But we're going to do everything we can to make sure that, you know, neighborhoods are respected.
Today's meeting being held at the District 7 Community Room on Fort Washington Road in Fort Washington. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Terror suspect Ahmed Rahimi has been arraigned in New Jersey while lying in a hospital bed.
The terror suspect was propped up in his hospital bed and he listened via a video conference hookup as a judge in New Jersey told him that he was charged with attempted murder and other crimes in connection with the shootout that happened when he was captured. Rahimi's court-appointed lawyer stood at his bedside.
And I have reviewed each and every one of the complaints with him, and I would ask the court to enter a not guilty plea.
The Afghan-born U.S. citizen also faces federal terrorism charges for allegedly leaving bombs in the Chelsea section of Manhattan on the Jersey Shore and in his hometown of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The district's former delegate to Congress is set to make one of his first public appearances since returning from a lengthy stint abroad. Walter Fauntroy will appear at a news conference today to criticize Hillary Clinton for her role in the U.S. intervention in Libya. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,099, the Nasdaq at 52.13. Sports' Clayton Kershaw comes on in relief and gets the final two outs as the Dodgers end the Nationals season with a Game 5 win. The Caps take a double overtime loss in Pittsburgh to open their season. NBA preseason, the Wizards win, and Thursday night football, San Diego beats Denver. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall is here, and just around the corner, colder temperatures, snow, and ice are waiting. Stay informed with the most accurate and dependable forecast from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Rice.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
On WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, that's where we're bunched up here through Manassas, pushing past 28 Centerville. The crash up ahead, everything now confined to the right shoulder. So you are using that right lane, but very cautiously. Now, once you get beyond that, approaching the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, then you're wide open. 95, a little bit of volume. We're in great shape through Stafford and Aquia. First set of big delays that I'm really seeing starting to push through Dale City toward the Occoquan, briefly again through Newington. Maryland, haven't gotten rid of this road work yet in Bethesda. So if you're on the inner loop approaching Old Georgetown Road around toward 355, still have that right side block. Cones are still set up. They haven't picked all of those up yet. And on 270 through Bannon 109, stop and go. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross. Help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The dry weather continuing now. High pressure's back in. Cold fronts through and up in fanfare. Mainly clear this morning. A few high clouds with sun throughout the day. 66. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, 68. Sunday, 72. Plenty of sun for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Chantilly, 43 in Hyattsville, 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. How many days till spring training? The Nationals countdown to 2017 begins now. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes talking about 30 minutes. We're going to be talking to Trevor Maddich. He's going to outline what's likely to happen this weekend in the Redskins versus the Eagles. 7:05 this morning, an early appearance on Friday of Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. 7:35, Newt Gingrich will be along. And then at 8:35, we're going to look back on the Nats season with a man who knows an awful lot about the Nats, Fred Frommer. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Are you tied to your smartphone? Do you find it difficult to set it aside, turn away from it, leave it behind, and move on with your life? If so, you're not alone. Especially if you're a woman, apparently. There's a brand new study out that shows that women, get this now, women spend more time on their smartphones than they do with their men. In fact, women spend 12 hours more per week checking email, sending texts,
wow,
or surfing social media than they do with the man they loved. Technically, just to be fair, the study says that they spend this time, more time with their smartphones than with their partners. But I think they're using the term partners just to be politically correct. But I suppose if you're a lesbian in a same-sex relationship, it holds true. But the vast majority of these relationships are heterosexual. So what does it say about us men, mm-hmm, that women would rather spend time with their smartphones? And what does it say about the women, for that matter? Researchers also found that if people are unable to be on their phones, it actually leads to stress, anger, and potentially panic attacks. Have you experienced this? Have you had that moment where you've left the house, gotten into the car, and as you were driving away to get to wherever you got to get, you realize, oh my gosh, I left the phone. and you circled back, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't be without it, could you? What's going on there? And is it getting in the way of your relationship? Men, have you noticed this about the women in your lives? And have you said anything about it? And women, do you take issue with this? Do you think that it's men who are more obsessed with their smartphones? Let me know. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. In my relationship, Brian, I got to say it's about 50-50. We're both pretty phone obsessed, but it's because we both work in an industry that requires us to constantly be looking.
Be looking, right.
However, I feel like I'm on the phone more than she is. I really do. Mm. I get that sense. I would like to ask Meredith that myself. But I haven't noticed this gender aspect of it. But I guess if you look at younger girls, especially with social media,
right.
With Instagram.
That's their social network.
With Snapchat and all of those things. Man, I'll tell you, I look at when I'm with my teenage daughters and they've got their friends in the car and stuff, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're all having conversations and they're not looking at each other. They're all looking at their phone,
yeah.
And there really is an epidemic there.
I love this statistic that 20% of those surveyed said it would be harder to be without a phone for a week than without their partner. That's pretty astonishing. Listen, I have to admit a certain level of addiction to the phone as well. Again, it's partially because we can't just waltz in here and do a show without knowing what's going on. So I know you and I...
You know what, we say that. But, you know, how did Harden and Weaver do it?
Well,
I mean, how did talk shows... There were morning talk shows on the vaunted WMAL and other stations in other cities. There's only one station in this city. Well before smartphones. Somehow they did it.
I think they were different kinds of shows, but that's a different matter. But right. But yesterday, for example, just a quick story while we're talking about this. I got up from my afternoon nap. You know, when we get up early, we sometimes take a nap. And I decided I wanted some Linner, you know. That time, I'd missed lunch, and it was too early for dinner, so I wanted some Linner. And so I went over. Okay. I went over to Chipotle.
You don't just have like a handful of nuts or something as a snack.
No, I wanted. And then I skipped dinner because I had an early. Because
you had, I got it.
I had an early dinner and a late lunch.
You know, you throw these out there,
but
and I want to talk about that instead.
Beyond that,
yes.
When I got to there to play for my burrito bowl there at Chipotle,
get the burrito bowl.
Yeah, I got the burrito bowl, and I reached for my wallet. And I realized I don't have my wallet.
Well, that's bad.
And I said, you know, they were very nice. They actually covered me and said, you know, catch us next time.
Yeah.
And
right now, that's just another $8 for them. They're losing it hand over fist there.
So I sit down and have my burrito bowl. Then I do what I always do. I go to my other pocket and I grab my phone, except I've forgotten my phone as well. I'm a disaster, I guess, when I wake up in the middle of the afternoon. Forgot my wallet, forgot my phone. You know what? I was more upset about the phone than I was the wallet. And I really almost felt as if a part of me was actually missing. I felt somewhat naked because I had left the house without my phone. And so that's wrong. There's something wrong about that. And I had to stop and say to myself, you know, I started to actually just get up and go get my phone.
Yeah.
But then I would have to get the wallet and actually had to pay for the burrito bowl. I didn't want to do that.
What freaked you out more, not having your wallet with you or not having your phone?
Phone, for sure.
See, now that's funny. Think about it. I mean, back, you know, your wallet has everything. Wallet's got your money. Wallet's got your credit cards. Wallet's got your ID.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving without a driver's license, Brian Wilson, but you were more concerned about your phone.
I was more concerned about
that's
not being
hilarious.
And you know what? If I lost one of those things, I'd be a lot more worried about losing the phone than I would be about losing my wallet.
But what about your relationships? Have you noticed the phone and how you are with regard to women?
I do try to put it away. I do try to put it away.
Your phone?
Yeah, I do. And sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not.
And you don't think the women are
not
more inclined?
Not in my experience, no.
Well, of course, you got Brian Wilson sitting across from
you. Listen, I'm more entertaining than phone any day.
I couldn't think of any electronic gadget that could to get my attention.
That's right.
If I were of the fairer sex.
You speak the truth, my friend.
What about you, 888-630-WMAL? Have you noticed an issue with women preferring their smartphone over men? And women, if that's the case, well, explain yourselves. John in Manassas, you're on WMAL. What do you say, John?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, listen, I'm a little upset with you guys bringing up this subject this morning. this has been something I've been promoting in my marriage for the last umpteen years.
Wait, what?
When the BlackBerry came out, I was one of the first ones to go out and get my wife one because I knew she would finally leave me alone. Are you guys kidding me? Why are you doing this to us? Us married men, finally we have a way to get away. No. What are you doing? You guys are crazy.
John, thank you for that. So John actually doesn't see this as a problem in his relationship.
He sees it as a positive.
It's a bit of a benefit.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
A bit of a win-win situation there for John and Manassas. John and his oh-so-lucky bride.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, thanks for that. All right, more of your calls on this in a moment. How's the smartphone intruding on your relationship? New study shows that women spend 12 hours more a week checking their phones than they do with their loved ones. And in fact, a large percentage of women would prefer to be with their smartphones than with you. Women, can you please tell us this is wrong? We would love to hear from you. 888-630-9625.
It is now 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 66 heading eastbound through Manassas Centerville. Police tell me that everything's cleared from the shoulder. They had a report of somebody walking on the interstate, so they went out and got them picked up and got them to safety. So everyone's moving along on the Maryland Beltway, Interloop in Bethesda. Still have that road work set up. We're waiting on the Interloop. That was supposed to be wrapped up at 5 a.m. Interloop, as you pass 355 or approach 355, stay to the left to get by. 270, some of that volume forming. Let's go into town, Northwest D.C., 17th Street. Just a few moments ago, they officially closed that for several hours. We'll have 17th Street closed between Constitution Avenue and Independence Avenue. They're doing some road work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The forecast calls for really, really lovely weather. Sunny to partly cloudy today, a high of 66. Tonight it'll dip down around 48 degrees. Saturday, tomorrow, mostly sunny, 68. And listen to this on Sunday. I mean, I'm telling you, this is a beautiful thing. Abundant sunshine, temperatures in the low 70s.
Which day is that?
That's Sunday, yeah.
That's the Redskins versus Eagles at FedEx Field.
That's going to be a beautiful day.
Going to be.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees. Traffic weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Here we thought all these sappy love songs were about, you know, men and women. Here you thought all of those chick flicks that you go to, you know, are all about men and women's relationships. You know, everything that stars Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks together.
Yeah.
But really, they're all sort of a pretext for women's love for their smartphones, according to this new study. And we're wondering, men, do you see this in your lives? And women, is this not the case? Is the man in your life using their smartphone just as much, if not more, than you are? What is behind this study that women use their smartphones more than they spend time with their partners? Jonathan in Spotsylvania, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning. Sorry about the national flare, but
thank you. I appreciate
you guys brought up this topic today because it really hit home for me. I think my girlfriend spends way too much time on her smartphone. She's pretty much glued to it from the moment I get home to when I go to bed. I see her on it all the time.
Wow!
And it actually cuts into our personal lives. Like, I mean, she's pregnant right now, so I try to make her life as easy as possible. I try to take care of the house and clean it up. You know, just make it so she doesn't have to lift the finger. She can just rest after work and you know, take a load off. But I mean, it also takes time out of the time we spend with our son.
Sure.
Like, for example, I remember the other night I was doing the dishes and I could hear her in the living room with him and they were playing and he kept running back and forth and he kept coming up to me while I'm washing the dishes and saying hi to me. And I'm like, what are they doing? And I go look in there and, you know, she's on her phone like always. And sometimes when I get home from work, she don't even look up to say hi to me. Sometimes she says hi, she's still looking at the phone.
Man!
And it kind of hurts your feelings, I guess.
Have you raised this with her, Jonathan? Have you ever brought it up?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I mean, I try not to. Like I said, right now she's pregnant, so I take it easy on her.
There you go. You're not making a big issue right now.
Right. I mean, you know, I kind of just suck it up and just put up with it, just like I do with everything else, but... It hurts my feelings.
Yeah, Jonathan, is there any chance she's listening right now?
No, not at all. She's asleep.
No, she's on her phone.
She's asleep. That's right.
Well, that's really sad. You know, listen, maybe next time you raise it, you can send her a text message so it'll register a little
actually,
better.
Actually, it's funny because whenever we get into an argument or we fight, we can never talk it out. She'll always text me instead of talk to me.
Man.
And sometimes she'll, you know, go outside or whatever. Because, you know, she tries to avoid the confrontation, which I do too. But, you know, I mean, we're in our mid-20s. We should be able to talk about our problems instead of texting each other. Like,
I agree. I got to suggest, John, you might want to think about a weekend. You know, plan out a weekend, honey, before the baby's born. Get a babysitter. Before the baby's born, I want us to have just a romantic weekend, the two of us, and pick an inn somewhere. Check out ahead of time. There's a lot of places out in Northern Virginia, out in West Virginia, and that do not get cell coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And don't
or
have
you
Wi-Fi.
You could just decide to give them, like, put them in the safe at the hotel.
Yeah, well, it sounds like he'd have to wrestle in front of it. Jonathan, I feel your pain, man. That's an unbelievable story.
I'm very depressed for Jonathan.
I will bet you there's going to be a whole new study of psychological therapy with regard to this, not just in terms of how it affects a relationship like this, but also for people who want to break the habit, who they're going to have to do a 12-step program, things like that because of the addiction. How about Marlon in Fredericksburg?
Hey, Marlon.
You're on WMAO.
Hey, gentlemen. I don't have that. I'm listening to these guys on the phone, and I'm going, my goodness, they really have some issues. My issue is getting my wife to actually use her phone because we don't have a landline in the house. So if I try to, when I'm trying to get a hold of her, she either, because you know, some of the things that she does, she turns the volume down or... she puts it on vibrate,
uh-huh.
So she can't hear the phone when I'm trying to call her because you know our grandkids live with us, so you know I try to stay in communication with her to find out you know what's going on.
And you keep saying, just use the phone. I got you the phone. This way we can keep each other updated, and she won't use it.
Exactly.
Well, listen, Marlon, in terms of your relationship, based on what we're seeing right now, and we got some other calls coming up, I think you might want to count your blessings because some other men are having some real problems here with this.
Wow.
I appreciate the call. In fact, let's go to Mark in Beltsville. Mark, you're on WMAL. Does this ring true for you, Mark?
It sure does. Good morning, guys. I've been married for a long time. Kids are grown. And I think it's kind of great. I mean, I come home every night. We do talk. Mostly, you know, politics. We update each other. But after that, she's on Facebook. And I'm free.
So, all right. So you definitely, she doesn't interact with you much anymore. She goes right to the smartphone. You don't mind it. I mean, you're sort of jokingly saying, hey, it's good because now I can watch, you know, sports or something.
I do whatever I want. She doesn't even know what I do anymore.
But
I'm kind of being sarcastic. Sometimes I even hide her phone and make her panic. It's great.
But are you able? I mean, are you able to have a conversation?
We talk all the time. But then she's right back on Facebook, and it's don't bother me, don't bother me.
Facebook. Yeah. All right, Mark. Listen, thank you for that. More of your calls on this. This is really a fascinating thing, and we're seeing that men are definitely having issues with this.
8622.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
Listen, you've heard that term, aging gracefully. Well, whatever that means to you, I want you to listen to Darlene from Missouri, wrote in and said this, that I heard about it on the radio. The results on my fine lines and even deep forehead wrinkles were dramatic. I get compliments all the time. It's like I never aged. Now, that goes well beyond aging gracefully, doesn't it? That sounds like a miracle. She's talking about Esotique XV, an anti-wrinkle cream enhanced with plant stem cell technology and powerful natural peptides from Chamonix. It's the cutting edge of anti-wrinkle science. The plant stem cell formula, it combats chronological aging, wrinkles, fine lines, UV damage that can cause skin redness. And, of course, it works for men or women. I use it. Darlene uses it. And we both love it. But now, for a limited time, you can use it too. Esotique XV, you can use it for free for full 30 days. All you're paying is shipping. The results are going to blow your mind or you don't pay. For your free 30-day trial, call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. You will see a difference or you get your money back. Call now. They're also going to throw in the deep-firming vitamin C serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max Saturday, October the 15th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations. Meet Peter Max Saturday, October the 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max this Saturday, October the 15th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Gallery and McLean.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you visit LyftDC.com, that's LyftDC.com, you can make money driving your own car. I could rattle off the reasons why drivers love Lyft, like how you get paid just for joining and earning weekly 20% bonuses and keep 100% of your tips, but let's be real. You want to hear it from a real Lyft driver, like Paula in Pittsburgh.
Well, to be honest, I started driving for the money, but what Lyft gives me that my other options can't is flexibility. As a busy mom, I need to spend time with my kids, so the opportunity to earn anytime is priceless. And hey, I'm a people person. Lyft passengers fill my days with stories, laughs, music, and I get to help them out too, you know? It's more than a ride.
To join Paula on the road and take home hundreds in earnings bonuses and tips every week, apply at LyftDC.com. That's LyftDC.com today. Plus, for a limited time, new drivers get a $500 bonus after signing up. Terms apply.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway. It's about time. They've wrapped up the late clearing road work. Beltway and Bethesda as you pass Old Georgetown Road to 355. And that delay quickly clearing now that we have all of our lanes reopened. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. Keep alert if you're on that inner loop side. Right as you approach Route 5 Branch Avenue, that's where I'm seeing delays to the crash reported up ahead before you get to St. Barnabas Road. So inner loop before St. Barnabas crash, we still have fire and rescue responding. 66 heading through Manassas into Centerville. Lanes open. We had an earlier incident after 28 Centerville. 95, good morning really through Stafford and Aquia. Heaviest stretch right now, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The dry weather continuing now. High pressures back in. Cold fronts through and up at Fanfare. Mainly clear this morning. A few high clouds with sun throughout the day. 66. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, 68. Sunday, 72. Plenty of sun for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees at 627.
No, you're not getting Rickrolled. You're in a relationship where your spouse, your wife, your girlfriend won't give up her phone. She's never going to give it up. In fact, according to a new study, she wants to spend more time with it than with you. Are you experiencing that? Now, we begged ladies to call in, tell us this wasn't true. And we didn't get any calls from women. A lot of men, including Rick in Burke. Rick, you're on WMAL.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Rick, and the Christmas tree is still up in my living room.
Oh, yeah, Rick. All right. Are you going to make it all the way? Are you going to take it down like right before Thanksgiving just to troll people?
No, sir, it's staying up.
Oh, yeah.
And the answer to your smartphones is stick with flip phones. We talk to each other all the time.
Now, that's interesting. You can text with flip phones, but it's very challenging.
Yeah, that's quite true, and that way you don't get into text arguments with people.
But your wife doesn't have the apps, so she's not on social media, she's not doing Instagram, she's not checking Google or any of that stuff.
Nope.
Oh. That's interesting.
She has a flip phone, too, and we come home and talk to each other.
Well, that's
and
nice.
Don't look at our phones at all unless they ring.
All right, Rick, thank you for that.
It is more difficult to text on one of those phones.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it, but it's, as you say, challenging.
Yeah.
And I wonder if we've gotten to the point now where we don't actually talk to each other. Like, you used to pick up the phone and talk to people.
I'll tell you something.
We don't do that anymore.
One issue that I had with my ex-wife years ago was she would text me everything. And I was driving a lot. I was on the road a lot.
Right.
You know, in L.A. freeways, it's an hour and a half to get anywhere. And I was very disciplined. I wasn't looking at my phone. And she said, you know, and she would get angry at me. I said, well, I texted you and you didn't respond. And I would look at her and I'd say,
call me.
That's right.
It's a phone.
That's right.
That is the actual primary purpose of this device. And well, that relationship is over.
You go back 10 or 12 times and you could have answered, had a phone call and resolved the matter that you needed to discuss in about 20 seconds.
It's 629 on WMAL.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Trevor Maddich with the Redskins. Talk about the Redskins game against the Eagles this Sunday. It's straight ahead, 6:30 time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. And just like that, the national season is over. They were eliminated last night in a Game 5 loss to the Dodgers, who brought in Clayton Kershaw in relief to get the final two outs. Bryce Harper says smart move by L.A.
You know, Clayton Kershaw is one of the best. They bring him in that ninth inning. Huge spot for him, and he has success. So, just got to tip your cap to great Dodgers team.
The Dodgers now advance to the NLCS against the Chicago Cubs. Supporters cheered Donald Trump at a Florida rally yesterday as he forcefully denied allegations that he made unwanted sexual advances toward at least 4 women. Trump says he doesn't know them, never even met some of the women who are accusing him. Trump says these vicious claims about me of inappropriate conduct with women are totally and absolutely false, and he says, quote, the Clintons know it. $3 billion. That's what Samsung says discontinuing the Galaxy Note 7 smartphone is going to cost the company. Samsung decided to stop producing the phone and to recall the original and replacement ones it's already sold because they can overheat and catch fire. United Airlines recovering from an hours-long problem with its computer systems. The glitches caused delays and cancellations around the world.
Passengers who were delayed by as much as 6 hours have taken to social media to complain. United Airlines also used its Twitter account to communicate that the airline was aware of an issue with its system and was working to resolve it. By 3 a.m. Eastern time, United officials said they had arranged a fix and that delayed flights were resuming. It's just the latest in a series of outages to affect the airline industry. The previous troubles involved United's competitors. I'm Jan Johnson.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,099, the Nasdaq at 52.13. Sports, the Nationals have run out of tomorrow's. The Dodgers win Game 5 to advance. NHL, the Caps open their season with a double overtime loss in Pittsburgh. NFL, the Chargers beat the Broncos on Thursday Night Football. NBA preseason, the Wizards beat the Sixers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or someone you know want to sell a home, then I'm going to play matchmaker. I'm going to have my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams show you how they can create the perfect match just for you. Debbie and Sarah will take your home and put it in their exclusive buyers-in-waiting system of over 5,500 buyers. They'll match your home with ready buyers that they have in your zip code that are looking to buy right now. They've already found over 3,000 ready buyers for their sellers, just like Isabella and Doug from Alexandria. Debbie and Sarah sold their home fast and for $10,000 over the asking price. They had 2 different agents that couldn't sell their home for almost a year until they hired the Reynolds team. Sarah and Debbie are the matchmakers. Call them and let them show you how they can immediately match buyers that want a home just like yours. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66. We've had two problems this morning. The first one, eastbound 66 after 28th Centerville. That's gone. Yes, we're very slow through Manassas. Below speed still as you approach and pass 28th Centerville. But up ahead, new crash is going to be eastbound before you get to 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. And that does block the left lane. On the Virginia Beltway Inner Loop, brief delays past passing the Little River Turnpike beyond, still great from 66 toward the Legion Bridge. George Washington Parkway, both north and south between the Beltway and the bridge, is not seeing any problems. Now to the Wilson Bridge. We had a crash on the inner loop. Still have the activity, but it's out of the travel lanes. Inner loop before you get to St. Barnabas Road. So it puts the volume on the Beltway before you get to Route 5. And Route 5 commuters, that's why you're in those slowdowns. That's just to merge onto the exit ramp to get on through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continues to move back in now. We will continue to see lots of sunshine. Noticeably cooler temperatures today, staying in the mid-60s with a few high clouds around. Tonight, some clouds, 48. Suburbs cooler. Sunny tomorrow, 68. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer in the lower 70s. Getting into the 80s next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Springfield, 41 in Greenbelt, 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 637. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, have we got a lot to talk about this morning. Coming up at 7:05, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel, will give us his take on this wild week in politics. 7:35. Former Speaker of the House and presidential candidate Newt Gingrich and Double Trouble, check it out. His lovely wife, Calista, will be joining him as well. They've got plenty to say about the state of the presidential race. And at 8:35, we're going to check in with Fred Frommer. He is a historian on Washington, D.C. baseball. Another sad chapter closed last night as the Nats lost. The baseball is dead in the nation's capital. Long live football. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the Redskins.
And on that point, It's time for our Redskin report. It's time to check in with elite long snapper, WMA's Redskin analyst and Comcast Sportsnet's co-host, Trevor Maddich, about the Redskins versus the Eagles this Sunday at FedEx Field. Good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing pretty well. Well, we got this baseball thing out of the way. We can now, you know, get down to watch the important stuff, back to football.
Oh, ouch.
And so, look, I mean, I'm very happy about what we've seen, the improvement we've seen in this Redskins team over the course of the last three games. It's not, I guess, where a lot of people want it to be, but certainly there's been an improvement. How do we match up against the Eagles?
Well, it's good and bad. The problem with matching up against the Eagles is the defense of the Eagles. Last year, the Eagles had one of the worst defenses in the league. This year, they're one of the best defenses in the league with largely the same cast of characters. And I think one of the reasons is Chip Kelly isn't there anymore, the head coach. Last year, he tried to run that super-fast college offense, and the defense was on the field a lot because the Eagles' offense last year was either three and out and gone, or they'd score really fast and on the bench again, and the defense ran a ton of plays and they wore down. This year, the Eagles are one of the slowest operating offenses in the NFL. They take their time in the huddle, take their time up at the line, and so the defense has more time to rest, and they get back on the field more fresh later in the game. So this is going to be as close to a brick wall defense as the Redskins have faced all season.
Trevor, the Lions beat the Eagles last week, even though the Eagles made it close and it was a last-minute field goal, but it was pretty high scoring. What could the Redskins learn from watching that tape?
The Redskins can learn that they've got to force turnovers somehow. That's what happened in that game. In the second half, the Lions only had 45 yards total offense. The Eagles' defense shut them down cold. But a turnover late in the game led to the game-winning field goal for the Lions, and then an interception by Carson Wentz's first of the season on his last drive pretty much iced it.
Yeah.
So they've got to figure out a way to pressure Carson Wentz into mistakes that he has not made so far this year.
I'm looking at some of the injuries, and Jordan Reed is dealing with a concussion. And what's the status of Josh Norman?
Well, Josh Norman will probably play. He's got a wrist injury that's very painful, and that's the kind of thing that will affect him as he tries to jam receivers at the line of scrimmage, because he's only got one healthy hand to be able to do that. Even so, the Eagles are overbalanced in throwing the ball mostly to Jordan Matthews. He's far and away Carson Wentz's favorite receiver. And I think if you see Jordan or Josh Norman match up with him, then as long as that wrist doesn't limit him too much on the jams, I think you'll see Wentz have to go to his second and third check down a lot faster and a lot more in this game than he normally has, because last year when Norman was at Carolina, he really shut down Jordan Reed.
On the quarterbacks, it looks like they're fairly evenly matched in all categories except one. I mean, each completes 67% of their passes. Each is thrown for seven touchdowns. Cousins has 280 passing yards on average, Wentz 245. There is the one difference, and that is the number of interceptions, where Cousins has five and Wentz has one, but otherwise pretty close matchup.
Pretty close, and the reason that the interception differential is there is that Wentz just has a knack for avoiding the mistake, whereas Cousins, when he tries to press, has a knack for throwing it to the other team. So, you know, Cousins needs to just don't press, just throw it away if you feel like you're starting to press. But one thing about Wentz, though, in this game that gives the Redskins hope is that his starting right tackle has now been suspended by the NFL for 10 games for a violation of the performance enhancer or the drug policy. So the right tackle position will be manned by a rookie. And the Redskins, it's kind of weird, but Ryan Kerrigan and Preston Smith have not been the sack machines. It's been linebacker Trent Murphy from Stanford. He has more sacks than the other two guys combined. And you know that just like last week when the left tackle for the Ravens was out, the Redskins exploited that and got pressure on Joe Flacco. In this game, with the right tackle now being a rookie making his first start, you can expect the Redskins to rotate those guys in on that side and do everything they can to collapse the right side of that Eagles line and put pressure on Carson Wentz that he's not had to deal with this year so far.
All right, we're talking a lot of X's and O's here, but let's face it, this is an NFC East grudge match.
Oh, yeah.
Could very possibly be for first place, depending on what the Cowboys do. And we're going to have a lot. It's the Eagles, for God's sake. I mean, we're going to have a lot of Eagles fans over there at FedEx Field. You know how they can be. There's going to be some, you know, some variables, some wild cards. Do you think it's going to be special teams like it was last week? What's going to be that X factor?
The X factor will be Jamison Crowder, the special teams guy that had the punt return for a touchdown last week, but not on special teams. I think it'll be on offense.
All right.
The Eagles still are afraid, basically, of wide receiver DeSean Jackson beating him deep. He's been quiet the last couple of weeks.
But he loves to play against his former team.
He loves it. But the last couple of weeks, they haven't really hit him.
Uh-huh.
But the Eagles are worried about him. He will force them to keep the safeties deep. That'll open up space for Crowder underneath. And so I expect Crowder to be the X factor as a wide receiver, not a punt returner.
All right. We got to leave it right there. Trevor Maddich, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It is now 6:43.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
In the Now, the new album from the legendary Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and producer, Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb, In the Now, available now.
It is 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound. Have a lot of fire and rescue units at the scene of this crash here as you approach 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks along the left side. That's what's blocked and delays quickly forming before you now get to the Fairfax County Parkway. Beltway, just a bit of volume in Annandale for the Maryland Beltway topside. Normal backups, College Park to Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge on the inner loop on the approach to St. Barnabas Road. That crash quickly over to the shoulder. Something to keep in mind as you head through town this morning and through the afternoon. 17th Street, a portion of it blocked between Constitution Avenue and Independence Avenue. They're doing some road work. They do the levee construction. They do inspection once a year. Today's the day. No problems right now coming off of 395 under lower 14th Street and onto Constitution Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continues to move back in now. We will continue to see lots of sunshine, noticeably cooler temperatures today, staying in the mid-60s with a few high clouds around. Tonight, some clouds, 48. Suburbs cooler, sunny tomorrow, 68. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer in the lower 70s, getting into the 80s next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 49 degrees at 6:46.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Now listen, there's been a lot in the news over the last several days of women coming forward saying that Donald Trump acted inappropriately, in some cases criminally, with them with regard to groping, unwanted kisses, intruding on dressing rooms, backstage at pageants. I mean, you've seen it all. Please, you've seen it all ad nauseum. And we talked about a little bit about it yesterday and asked some questions about how the media was covering these things, most specifically how the New York Times would run with a story that is completely unverifiable. You know, 35 years ago, something that happened on an airplane, there's no even proof that she was on the airplane, but they were running with it because, you know, they got to run with it, I guess, because it's all about journalism. Well, here's what's interesting. In the spirit of fair and balanced, on Sunday, before the debate, Donald Trump had a press conference.
Right.
And at that press conference, he had Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick. If you don't know their names, well, if you don't know their names, that's part of the problem here. These are three women who have accused Bill Clinton in the past of unwanted sexual advances, sexual assault, and rape. And their stories have been out there, and ever since they have come forward, their stories have pretty much stayed consistent since the 90s. Now that's some, you know, that's some pretty impressive consistency there. They also had a young woman who was a victim of a rape that Hillary Clinton had helped get her rapist off. The man who raped her helped to get her off and was caught on audio tape laughing about how she used the law to free this rapist. But let's focus on the first three, the victims of Bill Clinton's alleged sexual assault. They appeared on Sean Hannity last night. And as you'll hear in this exchange that we're about to play, that appearance on Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel in the 10 o'clock hour was the first media appearance that these three women have had all week long since they had that press conference. Listen to this.
Has the mainstream media been receptive to asking you three about your stories?
Oh, definitely no. Not.
No. Nobody?
No.
Nobody's asked.
No.
Nobody has asked.
No.
The New York Times never called you?
No.
Not until we went into the Trump spin room.
Okay, well,
and
they were there.
Was, yeah. But
in other words, because this is a really important point. Because they're all reporting today, Donald Trump did this, or kissed this person or that mm-hmm. person. You're saying none of these media outlets contacted you in this election campaign?
Nothing like CNN.
To tell your story.
Mm-hmm. Or NBC, or ABC, CBS. Or CBS.
What, with 26 days to go, and they haven't contacted you? Does that reek of politics to you?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I should tell you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian, you're a recovering journalist. You understand this industry, I think, much better than I do, because you were in it for so long.
Recovering.
I don't understand. I truly don't understand this, because set aside your politics for a moment. It's a great story.
Yeah.
These three women, and it's relevant in this political cycle.
Yeah, it's very one-sided. It seems like to me, if you're going to put the unverified, one-sided allegations on the front page of the New York Times without doing your due diligence or checking about the veracity or reliability of those witnesses, man, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Just saying. Well, then, you know, I think you have an obligation to tell the other side of the story. And why is it that we believe, you know, they believe these women who make the allegations against Donald Trump, but won't touch anything that's been said about these who've made the allegations against Bill Clinton. And that's been true for a long, long time.
651 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Peter Max. Meet world-renowned artist Peter Max Saturday, October the 15th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. Meet Peter Max Saturday, October the 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max this Saturday, October the 15th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
How can we not be worried? We haven't seen a real major correction since 2008, and we're sitting here in 2016 with this crazy election, and so don't be paralyzed. Go out there, get a portfolio review, understand your options in advance of the next market correction.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
It is now 6:53. Time to check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Courtney Reagan.
Good morning. Stock futures point to a higher open this morning. Wall Street gets a checkup on the financial health of some of the nation's biggest banks today. JPMorgan Chase just reported a $6.3 billion profit last quarter, which was more than expected. The bottom line was helped by a 15% jump in its core loans. Verizon says Yahoo's massive data hack does matter and could affect its deal to buy Yahoo. Verizon had offered to pay almost $5 billion, but may now look for a discount. Hewlett-Packard will cut up to 4,000 jobs over the next 3 years to cut costs because computer sales are still in a slump. Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 fiasco will cost more than first thought, at least $5 billion, the company says. And Martha Stewart is teaming up with Snoop Dogg on a new TV show on VH1. Their weekly dinner party will feature dinner, cocktails, and chit-chat about whatever they want. The odd mashup starts in November. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Summer is over, but that means dirt, bacteria, and who knows what else was left behind ground deep into your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for them to have a deep-down professional clean. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and I have a tip for you. When you're choosing the company to clean your rugs, ask these questions. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where the rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Call 703-241-1111 right now and get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 in delays, but the better news is everything confined to the shoulder on 66 East as you come up to 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. That's been our second incident of the morning. Focal point of delays. Wilson Bridge backups off and on the brakes as you pass Route 5 Branch Avenue now to the Wilson Bridge. Along the way, a little gap. We had the crash before St. Barnabas Road. That's on the shoulder. Baltimore, Washington Park. Seeing the volume each direction through Laurel. And just keep alert on 270 if you're heading down to the lane divide and you continue that right side of the split onto the 270 spur. Crash reported before Democracy Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, listen, it's really looking like it's going to be a great weekend. Let's start about with today. A high of 66. Tonight, down around 48. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a temperature of 68 degrees. I mean, that's not bad. But then look at Sunday. Abundant sunshine. Temperatures in the low 70s. That's right, low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 49 degrees. It is 6:57 on WMAL.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The USA Today posted the top fears for America survey this week. Corrupt public officials are at the top of the list by a wide margin. As a young FBI agent in Chicago, I can tell you that fear is justified. Public officials that are determined to use the powers of their elected or appointed office for personal gain are dangerous and corrosive to a free and functioning democracy. From taking bribes to officials putting their thumb on the scale of justice, to using their office to enrich themselves or their family. I've seen it all. A street vendor in Tunisia was shaken down by flagrant and systematic corruption not that long ago. It got so bad for this simple fruit vendor, he stepped into the street and set himself afire. That single act kicked off what we now know as the Arab Spring. Time to take a hard look at why people across America are losing faith in our institutions. Politicians getting rich from being in office would be a great place to start. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
Coming up on WMAL.
Two Gingriches for the price of one. Newt and Callista will join us.
And, of course, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel will be by. It's all straight ahead right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.